Next, Laura Lawton. Makers of Babbo present Laura Lawton, the story of what it means to be the wife of one of the richest, most attractive men in all America. The story of the conflict between love and riches in a world so many dream of, but where so few dreams come true. Now, ladies, here it is, the exciting New Year's friendship offer Laura Lawton promised you. In this generous offer, Laura will send you the very same handy birthday and anniversary book she herself uses, plus 8 beautiful assorted Stony Brook remembrance cards for all occasions, yours an amazing bargain at only 25 cents to Babbo users. Or send a dollar bill to get the book, plus 40 cards. That way you save even more. And just think, you'll have a handy book to remind you of every special day and appropriate cards on hand ready to send. That way you'll be a better friend all during the coming year, for those little remembrances that mean so much. Now just picture this handy birthday and anniversary book of Laura's. It has 32 pages, 2 pages for each month with ample space for names, addresses, and dates of birthdays, anniversaries, other occasions. It tells birthstones, birthday flowers, gives rules of etiquette, gift suggestions, sample letters for special occasions. In addition, there are Laura's favorite table blessings, prayers for Thanksgiving, Christmas, Good Friday, other days of reverence. It's a book you use constantly. And think how convenient having full-color remembrance cards on hand when you want them. Birthday cards, anniversary cards, cards that say congratulations and get well. Retail, the cards alone would cost far more than we ask. We offer them at a tremendous saving simply to thank old friends and win new friends for Babbo, the amazing cleaner that dissolves grease. So send today. Here's all you do. Cut the word Babbo out of the green label, mail it with only 25 cents a quarter, for your set of 8 assorted Stony Brook remembrance cards with envelopes, plus Laura's birthday and anniversary book. Or for a special bargain, send a dollar bill with the word Babbo and get 40 cards with the book. That's enough cards for the entire year. Mail with your name and full address to Laura Lawton, Box 76, New York City 8. That's Laura Lawton, L-A-W-T-O-N, Box 76, New York City 8. Supply limited, so act immediately. Offer good only in United States. And now, Laura Lawton. Today, Laura and her estranged husband, Peter Carver, are to meet for the first time in several months. And it's Madame Auguste Prunier, Peter's partner in the new French branch of his shipbuilding firm, who is responsible for the plot to bring the two together. Now, in the pantry of Peter's luxurious Washington penthouse, Madame Prunier is saying to his butler,
Hodge, does Mr. Carver have a violent temper? You know?
It's difficult to say, Madame Prunier. Mr. Carver can become very angry, but...
Oh, I didn't mean, does he throw vases, Hodge? I meant, is he vindictive, vengeful? Does he bear a grudge?
Never unjustifiably so, madam.
But when he has justification, he is vindictive. Is that right?
Yes, madam.
Well, that, of course, is fine. I can see my beautiful plans for restoring the fortunes of the Prunier family in France disappearing. Will-o'-the-wisp, brushed away by Peter Carver's rage at me.
I don't follow you, madam.
And I think he's going to be angry at me for bringing Mrs. Carver here today, Hodge.
Do you, madam?
I do.
I don't agree.
What do you think is going to happen?
I think they'll look at each other, a long, tender look, and then they'll embrace.
A moving picture ending. But life so seldom runs along those lines. The long, tender look could just as well be a look of contempt, rage, repudiation.
No, madam.
Why are you so confident, Hodge, when my knees are beginning to tremble?
It's not that I'm confident, madam. It's just that you and Miss Gale are very nervous. It's natural. It's the feeling one has before an opening night, I believe.
Our drama is about to begin, you mean, and we have stage fright.
Yes, madam.
I think you're right.
Yes, madam.
What do you think I ought to do about it?
do about it? Nothing, madam, except to compose yourself in the living room for the guests.
Compose myself, yes.
You look very beautiful, madam, if I may say so. The gown is most elegant.
Thank you, Hodge.
Mrs. Carver will arrive first?
No, oh, no, Hodge. She comes last.
I see.
I have arranged it so that she comes last. The room is full of gay, elegant, chatting people and Peter Carver. Laura arrives, camera in hand, you following her with that crate of light that she carries about, and...
And then the long, tender look.
I hope.
I know, Madame Prunier, I know.
Oh, bless you, Hodge. You're as sound as the Bank of England.
Thank you, madam.
Now then, I think I should arrange myself on the fire bench. Where's Mr. Carver's sister?
Miss Gale is in the guest room, madam.
Call her for me, will you please, Hodge? Thank you. This is indeed an opening night. Oh, I am cold. I am cold to my very toes. Dear heaven, make things go smoothly. Make them go smoothly.
And in her photograph studio, Laura's arranging her equipment, her camera and her lights. While her friend Joe Bonney stands beside her saying, "Everything there, Laura?"
"Yes, Joe, everything."
"Won't you feel a little strange going into the penthouse as a photographer and not as Mrs. Peter Carver?"
"Possibly, Joe. I hadn't given it much thought."
"I think I give more thought to this whole situation than you do."
"I think you do."
"Laura."
"Yes, Joe?"
"What would you do if Peter Carver showed up there this afternoon?"
"He isn't going to. Madame Prunier swore he wasn't, and May Case would have gotten it out of someone if she weren't telling the truth."
"I said if he were there, Laura."
"I don't know, Joe. What could I do?"
"You could run away."
"I haven't had much luck straightening out my life by running away from a situation, Joe. I'm where I am right now because I ran away."
"How do you mean?"
"Well, this whole situation began when I believed an ugly story about Peter. I didn't face Peter with it. I believed it and ran away from him. Ran all the way to Europe."
"Fate's a nasty girl."
"Why?"
"Because she dragged me into it. Put me on your plane, made you work for the Warfields, who are friends of mine. Tied my life up with yours in tough little knots I can't untie."
"Dear Joe."
"However, go on. Tell me more about what you do if Peter is there."
"Well, it's so silly to talk like this, Joe. I'd stay and take Madame Prunier's photograph. That's what I was asked to do. That's what I'm being paid to do, and that's what I'll do."
"And then?"
"Look, anything that's done or that would be done would be up to Peter."
"How do you mean?"
"Well, I couldn't run to him and throw my arms about him, Joe. I'd want to if he were there. How I'd want to, but..."
"Well, why wouldn't you?"
"He'd die of embarrassment, for one thing. Even if he loved me, he'd die of embarrassment. And not loving me, he'd be cold and superior, and I'd..." "Joe, don't let's talk about it."
"What would you be? You'd be humiliated, wouldn't you? Hurt and crushed and..."
"Joe, why are you saying all this? What's the matter with you?"
"Nothing."
"Look, I'd like to get there early for the picture taking. I'm not expected till 5, but..."
"I'll go with you."
"I hoped you'd say that, Joe."
"I'm going to say a lot more, Laura."
"Joe..."
"Oh, I'm not going to whine about loving you and wishing you'd divorce him and marry me. I won't bore you with that."
"Oh, it doesn't bore me, Joe. It's just that I hate you to be miserable."
"I hate you to be miserable, Laura. And I can't stand seeing you hurt. And you may be today."
"Joe."
"Laura, I have to tell you this. And I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but because I love you, I want to help you. I want to spare you."
"Well, Joe, in heaven's name, get to the point. What is it? What is it?"
"He's going to be there."
"Who, Peter?"
"Yes."
"Oh, no."
"Yes, Laura. I found it out from one of the maids. I had a hunch. It's all a plot, Laura, to bring you together."
"Joe. Oh, Joe. Let me sit down."
"Laura, I didn't know if I should tell you or not. I didn't know what to do."
"Oh, thank you for telling me, Joe. Thank you for worrying about
me." "I asked what you'd do so I'd know what to do about telling you."
"Yes, yes, of course."
"Was I wrong?"
"I don't know, Joe. I'm trying to think. I'm trying desperately to think."
"Poor Laura."
"Poor Peter. He doesn't know, I'm sure."
"Why must you worry about Peter? Does he worry about you?"
"Oh, Love isn't like that, Joe. You don't love people as much as they love you or as little. Your loving is separate and distinct from that of the person you love. You have so much love to give, it has no bearing on what's returned to you.
You're so right there, love.
Well, you know it, Joe, surely. Oh, my dear, you know it to your sorrow, surely. You love me, and the fact that I have no love to give you doesn't diminish yours for me at all. It's there. A wonderful, fine thing that honors me, Joe. And just as I can't stop loving Peter.
What do you want to do, Laura? I'll back you whatever it is.
Thank you. I'm going, of course.
I'll stand by.
With a big, broad shoulder for me to weep on. Joe, you're good. You're too darn good.
Now, later at the penthouse, Madame Prunier seats herself on the beautiful fire bench before the magnificent fireplace. And Peter Carver looks at her, saying,
"Very beautiful, madame."
Thank you, Peter.
Why are you so nervous?
I'm just a bit nervous.
You're quivering. Surely some little photographer from a fashion magazine isn't going to frighten you.
Oh, heavens no, Peter.
What time will he come?
5. I said 5, Peter.
Well, then relax. Everybody else will be here before that, won't they?
Yes.
Do you suppose gave Gail a sick headache? Terribly annoying, you know.
Nerves, I guess.
Oh, rubbish. I think she's sulking about Laura. You know, people who attempt to run other people's lives make up the world's worst nuisances.
Oh, do you think so?
I do think so. Oh, who's that? It's much too early for a guest, surely.
Yes, it is early.
Oh, Hodge is answering it. What was I saying? Do you suppose I'm nervous too, madame? How silly. How very silly.
Hello, Hodge. I came early to see that everything was all right. Mr. Barney's going to help me. Oh, what's the matter, Hodge? Aren't you well?
Hodge is stunned at Laura's appearance, and for once, unprepared. What'll be the outcome of the meeting between Peter Carver and his wife, Laura Lawton? Ladies, start off 1948 having better friends, being a better friend. Send today for Laura's exciting New Year's friendship offer. Full-color Deluxe Stony Brook Remembrance cards, plus Laura's own birthday and anniversary book, yours at a tremendous saving. You get birthday cards, anniversary cards, cards that say congratulations and get well. On every occasion, they'll express your friendship and love. Yes, and think how convenient having them handy when you want them. And Laura's own 32-page birthday and anniversary book will always remind you of every special occasion. To get your set of 8 remembrance cards with envelopes plus the birthday and anniversary book, simply get a can of Babbo. Cut the word Babbo out of the green label, mail it with your name and full address and only 25 cents, a quarter, to Laura Lawton, Box 76, New York City 8. Or send the dollar bill with the word Babbo and get 40 cards with the book. That way you save even more. The address again, Laura Lawton, Lawton, Box 76, New York City 8. Supply limited. Send today. Laura Lawton will be on the air at the same time tomorrow. Ford Bond speaking for B.T. Babbitt Incorporated, makers of Babbo.
When you make your own soap, use Lycons, L-Y-C-O-N-S.